Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Gimel. So we started off yesterday with the Arba Rosh Hashanah Seim, the four different Rosh Hashanahs. The first one we started discussing was Echa Benisa, meaning Rosh Hashanah for kings and for Yom Tev. And we were focused on the kings part first, that the Nisan, the first day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings. We brought a source from Rabbi Yechanan towards the end of the daf. Rabbi Yechanan said, what's the source? So just quickly go over outside the Cheshbon, because the Gemara is going to continue today with lots of psukim and different sources regarding kings. First, again, the Geisha kings, and then on to, first finalizing our sources for the Yiddish kings, and then moving on to the non-Jewish kings. But the Gemara brought from Rabbi Yechanan that it was the fourth year in Shlema Melech's reign, the fourth year in his reign, in the second month, Chedesh Ziv, the Gemara says, coming out from, it was actually 480 years from Mitzrayim, the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's reign, the second month of the year of Ziv is when Shlomo HaMelech was completing the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. We see clearly that we're comparing Shlomo HaMelech's reign to the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know we count from Nisan, so to Shlomo HaMelech's reign, that was the Makish, the reign of Shlomo HaMelech, the king, to Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Gemara. And how do you know Yitzias Mitzrayim itself was counted from Nisan? So we're with a very simple cheshbon. It counts the month that Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, the fifth month of the year Av. It counts it as the fifth month from, in the 40th year, is the main point, the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then it counts Shvat, the 11th month, Shvat, which is the 11th month, is counted also as the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shvat was talking about where Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the speech, giving over Mishnah Torah. So if the 5th month is the 40th year, and that's Av, if you pass through Tishrei, you go to the 11th month, and that's also the 40th year, it must be that the new year for counting from Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is not Tishrei, rather it must be Nisan. The default assumption was if it was Nisan, it would have been Tishrei. So the Gemara says, must be not Tishrei, must be it's Nisan. Says the Gemara, how do you know that the story of Moshe Rabbeinu dictating to Klal Yisrael the speech came after the story of Aaron HaKohen? Maybe it was before. So the Gemara says, because we know that Aaron HaKohen was when Aaron was Nifter, Sichain was still around. How do we know that? Because the Melech Arad Krani, which is Sichem, we said the Gemara, the end of the Sishir, top of Gimel Malaf, was all one person. Sichem Kran was the name of the place, and Sichem and Arad, either one was his name, and one was just a description of him, or vice versa. Right, either his name was Arad, and he's referred to as Sichem because of his wild ways, as a wild, like a wild horse, or Adrava, his name was Sichem, he's called to Arad, like a wild donkey. Okay, but the point is, it's all the same person, all the same reference, and he was around when Aaron HaKohen was lifted, because he decided, the Melech Arad decided to go wage war on Klai Yisrael. Once the Anani Kavah was gone, the Schus of Aaron was gone, he decided to wage war on Klai Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu's speech only came after hitting Sichem. Obviously, Sichem was around at the time that that Aaron HaKohen was lifted, which means that when Moshe Rabbeinu hit Sichem and then spoke, Moshe Rabbeinu's speech came after Aaron's being lifted, so month 11 is after month 5, in this sequence. So therefore, it must mean that the Tishrei again is not the new year. Must be its Nisan. That was the Gemara. Two quick points on that Gemara before we go further in this Gemara to the Cheshbon. The obvious question the Gemara is going to ask right away is: okay, great, you've eliminated that Tishrei is not the new year. Who says Nisan is the new year? Maybe it's Iyar. Iyar would still work out at the fifth month. Is prior to the 11th month, and they're both the same year because the new year is going to be the following year. Who says maybe it's Iyar? Maybe it's Siva, maybe it's Tamas, right? Who says it's specifically Nisan? That's going to be the Mara's line of question. Before we get there, just two quick points. First, the top place points out that it's interesting that this story of Melech Hamad, the Medrash explains that when the Melech Arad heard about Klal Yisrael's, about Aaron HaKohen being Nifta and the Anan HaKohen being down, the Melech Arad wasn't really Melech Arad. It was actually really Kanan. It was Amalek. It was really Amalek. And Amalek dressed up like Arad because, very interesting concept, a hell of a concept. Why? Because they didn't want Klal Yisrael to know that it was Amalek that was about to attack them and fight them, because if they knew it was Amalek, Klal Yisrael would daven to Hashem that Amalek should be destroyed, that Amalek shouldn't be successful. They wanted Klal Yisrael to make a mistake, so it's unbelievable. They chapped the power of Yiddish Tzvilos, but they still had the chapter. So they wanted Klal Yisrael to daven that they should be saved from Arad, but really it was Amalek in disguise. It wasn't Sichin, it wasn't Arad. So a whole proof is from the fact that Arad came to attack Klal Yisrael, but the Medrash explains that the Psukim were describing what they looked like. They dressed like the people from Arad, but they weren't Arad, they were really Amalekim. So it's a funny raya. You tell me Sichin was around after Aaron was lifted, maybe not. It wasn't Sichin, it was Amalek. Anyway, answer is beautiful. Why would they get dressed up like a people that no longer existed? If Sichem was already taken out, then they wouldn't, Amalek wouldn't get dressed up as people of Sichem, Arad, Canaan. They wouldn't get dressed up with those people because that would be a very bad disguise. We know those people are already gone. So the fact that they got dressed up as them is vital indication that they're still around. A nice chap, shakar zayar from the top Tosfos. One other point, the Gemara in this cheshbon, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael was afraid. The simple reading of the pasuk was Vayiru. Klal Yisrael saw Virkol Eida Ki Gav Aaron. The Aaron was nifter. So Vayiru means they saw, and Ki means that Aaron was nifter. So the read the Drush was Vayiru. They were afraid, and Ki means because Aaron was nifter. Not that Aaron was nifter. They were afraid because he's nifter, because they lost the Amnei Kavod. That's how we reinterpret that pasuk. And they were, and so if that Ki was Meshamish, Parabel Shemesh, Ki could be Ella, it could be E, Dilma, Ella Da. Question that says Rashi touches on, where is that Asher? That they saw, the simple reading is they saw that Aaron HaKoyim was Nifter. Which one of the four Lashainas, E, Dilma, Ella, Daha, means that? To say because, that's Daha, that's the last one, clearly. Ella means but. Daha is because, it's easy. E, L'chor means if, Dilma means perhaps, maybe. Which one is Asher? That is the question. Rashi learns that Asher is included in Im. Asher is included in Im. Now, even though Im typically means if, Asher means that, it is included in Im. Why? Because Asher could also mean, Im, sorry, could also mean not just if, but almost like when. Im kesef talvas ami. It's not if you lend, when you lend. When you lend money to your friend, you're supposed to lend. So im could also mean when, and when is similar to that. When and that is the same idea. When this happens, that happened. Yeah, when is very similar to that. So therefore Rashi learns that asher, that is included in im. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that kasher with a kaf at the beginning, that is included in im, whereas asher is included in daha. Okay, just to keep track for where that is in the four lashanis in ki. In the four lashanis, Tosfos says that ultimately is in daha, and Rashi's learning it's in the word im. Okay, ask the Gemara now. The aim of this being left off, im Rashana is ear. We left off around 12-13 lines down from the top of the page, Gimel Badalov, first word of the line that we prove that Tishrei is not the new Rosh Hashanah for counting from Mitzrayim. Ve'im Rosh Hashanah Ir. Maybe the new year for counting from Mitzrayim is Ir. It's not. Who says it's Nisan? Don't make that mistake. Tichsiv. Ve'im Chodesh Rishon Hashanah Shenis. Be'achal Chodesh Hukam Mishkan. It was in the first month in the second year in Nisan. And the Mishchodesh Yisem Be'achal Chodesh Hukam Mishkan. The Mishkan was established. And then it says it was in the second year, in the second month, that the Anan went up, the cloud went up from above the Mishkan Eidus. Now, if the year is the new year, when you count it from Mitzrayim, so why do we say it's Shana Hashenis still? If the Mishkan was Hukam in Shana Hashenis, Amr Shchedesh Nisan, and then you're ready now in the second month, you're already in Ir, so it should automatically, by definition, if the Anan is coming up from the top of the Mishkan that was only established in Nisan in the second year, if Ir is the new year, so it should be the third year. Says the Gemara, "Midikoy b'Nisan v'kol l'shana shenis." V'koy b'Ir v'kol l'shana shenis. You were in Nisan and you called the shana shenis, and you subsequently were in Ir and you called the shana shenis. And you're right; these pesukim, one is in Shemais and the second one is in Bamidbar. But the point is that it's still referring to the second pasuk, referring to Ir. When the Anan was coming, hovering above the Mishkan, obviously that ear is following the Nisan where the Mishkan was established. So if that's the case, it should be called the third year. Mechal de Rosh Hashanah lab ear. That's a shtark araya. That Rosh Hashanah can't be ear, because if the new year counting from Mitzrayim was ear, it would have called it the third year. It wouldn't still be calling it the second year after Nisan. Ve'ema, the ear after Nisan. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Okay, you're right. Not Nisan. It's not ear. But who says Nisan? Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is Sivan. Says the Mordechai, "Sakadai tachsesiv chaydesh shlishi." Let's say it's Mitzrayim of time. It was the third month when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, which is Sivan, of course. Because Mitzrayim. Now again, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Nisan. That we know that was never disputed. We don't have a dispute when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. The question is, when we count the years, do we count from Nisan every year, or is there a new trigger? A separate month that becomes the next year. For example, we suggested yesterday was, our first suggestion was, that the Kaisa of course left Mitzrayim and Nisan, but the second we had Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, we start counting now it's the second year from leaving Mitzrayim. Even 5-6 months later, you don't wait another full year to Nisan. Instead of asking, maybe already Sivan, maybe Sivan is the new year to start counting new. The answer is very simple. The pasuk says it was the third month when left Mitzrayim. If Sivan is the new year from Mitzrayim, it should be the third month in the second year. Venisa says the Gemara, if you're counting face as ear as Rosh Hashanah, b'chodesh ha'shishi, b'ashana ha'shenis. Let's say somebody like, you need to stick in the words, b'ashana ha'shenis, and therefore it can't be Sivan. Ask them, are fine. You've eliminated ear, you've eliminated Sivan. Ve'ema tamas, ve'ema av, ve'ema adar. Maybe the new year for Yitzis Mitzrayim is tamas, is av, is adar. So the Gemara is left at this point with still some loose, we'll call it loose ends. It's not really a shlug up totally in Reichon source, but the source, again, the source is that we compare Shlomo Melech's reign to Yitzias Mitzrayim, to the counting of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the counting of Yitzias Mitzrayim we're taking for granted is from Nisan, and therefore kings count from Nisan, but we have a little bit of a hole in this count from Mitzrayim. Who says the count from Mitzrayim is Nisan? Maybe the count from Mitzrayim itself is Tamas, Av, Adar, is the Rosh Hashanah. How do we know? So, Allah Amar Blazar, the Mar's Lashon El is Mashmah, it's really a new answer, but it's not just an addition, it's Mashmah, it's a new answer, but the Pashto says it's really going back to the same cycle of the Maisa. Mehacha, the source is from over here, Mehacha, Livnes, Bechay, the Sheni, Bashani, Shas Arba L'Machus. I really touched on the same idea before, that Shlomo Melech, he began to build in the second month, which is Iyar, in the second, says Bashani a second time, Bechaydash Sheni, Bashani, Bashas Abba Machusai, in the fourth year of his kingdom. My Sheni, what's the lesson of repeating Sheni? Lav Sheni Liyarach Shemin Abba Machusai. It doesn't mean it's the second of the months we count the Malchus. So it's the second month, namely year, which is also the second Legabe counting the Malchus, meaning because you count from Nisan. So it's a new, it is a, really a completely new Joshua. We are ironically going back to Shlema, and Shlema is part of the first connection to Yitzhak's time, but it's really a new, totally new Joshua within Shlema in the word Sheni, this extra word Sheni, the Pasuk by Shlema Malchus, that means the second month from when you count from a kingship, and we're saying that's year, must be you count from Nisan. Masna Ravina Ve'im Sheni B'chedesh, maybe means the second. Maybe it's literally the second day of the month. It was the second month, namely year, on the second day of the month. Simple. Wouldn't that be more simple taich than the word Shani randomly tell me it's the second month? In the second month that you count from counting kings in general, it's a very general statement to say, to stick in B'Shani in the middle of the Pasuk, wouldn't it make more sense to be the day of the month? Says the Mara, Imkei B'Shani B'Chedesh Pediyah Aviksiva. You're right, that would be a more simple taich, but it would have said, Vayi B'Shana it would say the second of the month. It would say the word chedesh there. By saying just the word basheni, it means it's coming to teach us something else. Ask them, okay, maybe something else is, it's the second day of the week. Maybe it means Monday, not the second month from when you count kings. Maybe it means the second month, the second from the second day of the week. Says Gemara two times now. Chada leheshkam b'sheni b'shabbes tachsev. You don't find anywhere that we count the second day of a week. You don't find days of the week in the psukim. V'ayid, obvious question. We just had it 2 weeks ago in Laning in Bereishis. We'll get to it in a second. V'ayid. Furthermore, makasheni basra l'sheni kama. We compare the second sheni to the first sheni. Masheni kama chaydish avsheni basra chaydish. The first sheni clearly says b'chaydish hasheni. So it makes sense when it says Vasheni again, if we can tighten it up somehow, meaning month, we want it to be hackish to the first Sheni, also means month, so the Vasheni means ear. Vasheni means the second month from when you count kings, which is also ear, because you count kings from Nisan, but the point is, it's also a monthly count, not a daily count. So two stars, why Vasheni doesn't mean the day of the week. First of all, you never find the Pesukim described day of the week in a number, and second of all, the Lashon Basheni makes sense to compare it to the first Basheni, which is Bachedesh Hasheni, so too means the second month when you count kings. That's the source of Rabbi Lazar, and that source sticks. That what? We learned from the Pasuk by Shlomo Melech that with his counting of Iyar was the second month from when you count kings in general, and therefore it's a right to count kings from Nisan. Now back to that question we asked, we're saying you don't find days of the week being counted in the Torah. Literally the first Pesukim in the Torah count the days of the week. Right? Yeah, right? Yem Echad, Yem Sheni, Yem Shishi, counts the days of the week. Mamash, the first Pesukim of the Torah. What's going on over here? Taisa Stakasha. Taisa says, brings with you Shalmi. If you look at the Taisa towards the bottom of the page, one line Taisa, third Taisa from the bottom, right where the lines get wide. Taisa says, that Mefarash Bishalmi, Ein Lemaidim B'Riyasa Shalim, Klemer Delav Ashabas Koi, Elisha Yem Sheni L'Briyasa Shalim. You can't learn from B'Riyasa Shalim because at that point when we're counting days, we weren't counting days of the week. Those ended up being the days of the week. But at that point, we're counting days of creation. There was no week yet. When day one, day two happened, there was no week yet. It ended up being a week, and that's how we get our weeks from. But the weeks didn't even exist. So Shalmi says, since the days of the week didn't exist. Sorry? There was no months for sure, not exactly. No months for sure. But certainly but we're trying to be, our question was, we do find days being counted. The answer is, to us it looks like days, because that's what we ultimately call the days of the week. But the days of the week didn't exist, the week didn't exist, and therefore it was counting the days of Brias Ha'ilam. That is how Tosfos answers the kasha for the Shalmi. Rashba explains, the Chari is explaining the Shalmi also. So Shalmi giving this answer. Rashba explains that the Torah was only separating what was created each day. So it's even the same idea, but a little even stronger. Not even so much that there's no week yet, but more in that the Torah was giving a number to what was created on a specific unit of time. Those days we have discussed in the Midrashim, in Mamar Chazal, those days may have been each day was 1,000 years. Who knows how long those days were? Those weren't even regular days. There were units of time that were being described, counted, based on what was created in that unit of time, but not necessarily regular days of the week. The Ritva says, to what actually exactly what Shuli was saying, that we don't have months yet, we didn't have weeks yet. So if months and weeks didn't exist yet, so counting, meaning the rich ones say we were counting days. Call that counting days. What the Gemara means over here is that ever since months and weeks existed, you don't find the Torah count days. And a Hanami before those existed, so that was the only thing to count. Therefore, you count the days. I think it may be along the lines of what Shuli was saying a minute ago. Very good. This was MSS of Bam Kasha. So we have three different Malachim in the Rishonim, understanding of Yishalmi, all very similar ideas that Lamaisa, the counting of those days, didn't have status either because months and weeks didn't exist, or because it was just a way of separating what was created, that's the Rashba, or because it wasn't even counting days, a week didn't exist, it was just counting the days of creation, not days of the week. Fine. Tesis Rashba Ritva. But the Sassam is asked, what about Yemashishi? When it comes to collecting mun, that Klai saw to take double mun. It says over there that it should be on the sixth day, one should take, there would be a double month for only for Klai Yisrael. Very clearly calling Friday, Erev Shabbos, Yom HaShishi, that's a Pasuk in the Chumash, long after Matan Torah, Shtag Akasha, from these Vasemas. First, some supposed to suggest that it didn't mean the sixth day of the week. It was the sixth day from when the mun was falling. The mun happened to start falling on a Sunday. I don't want to say poot, but the month happened to start falling on a Sunday. And the sixth day from when the month started falling, which happens to be Friday, was Yom HaShishi. But Yom HaShishi wasn't a count of days, meaning of days of the week. I should be more specific. It wasn't saying it was the sixth day of the week. Happens to be it was, but it was focused on the sixth day from when the month fell. That was the way the number was coming in. Oh, excellent. Says Fasem is very good. Very good, Shuli. Says Fasem is, but what do you mean? The whole point of the Pasuk, yes, on his own teretz, was to tell you, Lechem Yemayim, that day you take double because it's Erev Shabbos. Don't tell me the Yom HaShishi was there only because it was the sixth day from when the month fell. It was telling me to take a double portion because it was Erev Shabbos and the Chayrat Shver, the Chayrat Shver Taina. So Marat Chitz wants to suggest that whenever we can identify a date by the day of the month, then we don't use the day of the week. That's what the Mer is saying over here. Well, we were trying to identify a date. Let's work backwards. We're trying to identify the date that Shlomo HaMelech was busy building the base of Megiddo. So it's saying the second month of Iyar Basheni. We're not going to say Sheni means the day of the week when we could specify it more to a date in the month. Whenever we're trying to narrow down a date, we go based on the overall date of the month, not the day of the week. But if something is relevant specifically to the day of the week, like Erev Shabbos, taking a double portion in order to be Erev Shabbos, of course we're going to say the day of the week in the Torah. The Torah is not anti-days of the week. The Torah just doesn't list days of the week as a number to give us a time frame for a date in a month, or date a period of time. But if that's the date that's tafka relevant, of course they use that. That is what the Gemara means. That's how the Maratzkiyas deflects the question of the Sfasemis. Aga, before we go further, the Ritva brings, based on our sugya, when it comes to Shtarais, day of the week is not important. Remember, let's not forget where we're going over here. We're talking about having the Melech's reign be counted from Nisan. L'mayin afkamina, we said for Shtaris. We had Rashi seems to indicate it was for Gittin, even the reign of Goyim. Tosfos right away says that no, it's clear in our Gemara, it's going to come up with black and white, Mamish, in the next Gemara is coming up in a few lines for now, that we're talking about the king of the Yidden. And Pnei Yeshua defended for Rashi, that Rashi also means Avada means the count of Yidden. Rashi is giving an example, Gittin, we happen to count the reign of Goyim. We use as an example, Rashi is giving a symbol of counting based on the Goyim, but either way, the point is, our count for the kings is really another nafkmina for in order to how we date our shtaris. Says the Rivash, I'm saying in our sugya, that days of the week aren't so important. So it should come out that days of the week are not important in our shtaris. Lamaisa, we do put days of the week in shtaris. We do put it in the shtaris, we put it in the tzuva, we put it in different shtaris. However, if it's relevant, we do put day of the week in. But Lamaisa, Rivash says, it wouldn't be makif, as we see in our Gemara, day of the month is sufficient. You wouldn't need day of the week. Okay. No, but counting by the year of the king is the same thing as our year. It's a different form of years. What's our years? Even our years. Our years, we do from Bria Salem, right? But also in our Geishik, when we have English contracts, our data is based on the date of, right? It's based on 2,000 years ago, right? But it's the reign, so to speak, of a king. Same idea. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanya Kavasti Abeichanan. So it's very interesting. This is why before I was a little hesitant to say that Rav Elazar was saying a fully new teretz. right? That's meaning of Reichlam. We were stuck with how do you know the start of the count of the year from Mitzrayim, which is going to be a source at the start of the count of the year from the king. So we said it's from Nisan. How do we know? We were bothered. We eliminated other months, but we didn't eliminate Tammuz, Av, and Adar. So we stuck with the question. So Rav Loza gave a new answer, but the reason why I don't want to say it's a fully new answer is because look at the Mara says over here. Tanik Kavas Abirchon, we have a Bryce that backs Abirchon. The Rishonim already discussed it. It's funny. We back up Abirchon and our Belozer. Bryce is really just in a quote of Shaka Vatari, Chazar, everything we learned. The first one to say the Anachami just means Tanik Kavas to this whole Shaka Vatari that we just had, which starts Abirchon and ends Rav Loza, but it doesn't mean Lafukir Belozer because we'll see we ultimately quote the Pasuk of Rav Loza as well. But again, in this context, it seems to be connecting Rav Loza Abirchon, certainly not having Rav Loza be a new answer, separate Abirchon. Let's read inside. It goes really just to Chazar Rav the Pesukim. Menayin Shei Mani Lam Machem Al Nisan. Have you know they count the years of a king from Nisan? Shana Vibishman Shana Vavre Meishana was 480 years. Let's say it's Meishol. Meishraim Kaisel Meishraim. And it quotes that pasuk that Shleima Melch was in his fourth year. But you see very clearly it compares Shleima to Melch. So the Melch Shleima to the count of Yisias Meishraim. Uchsev. How you know Yisias Meishraim is from Nisan? Uchsev Yal Aron Akayin Alar Har Al Pi Hashem Garon Akayin went up in the fifth month in the 40th year from Yisias Meishraim to the mountain to be Nifter. Uchsev Yal Baram Shana. And it was the 40th Bashtayas of Chodesh in the 11th month where Moshe Rabbeinu started giving his speech to Klal Yisrael, and that was still considered the 40th year, even though it passed through Tishrei. Uchsev, Achra Kisa Sicha, and Elamai, you can say that Moshe Rabbeinu's speech came before Aaron's Ptira? No, because it's Achra Kisa Sicha. Sicha, Moshe Rabbeinu's speech came after Sicha was hit, and Sicha was only hit after fighting Klal Yisrael, after Aaron was Nifter. Vayimer Vishma Knani, Vayimer Vira Kalei the Kiva Gav Aaron. And we just again cementing that proof that it was the sequence of events was Aaron Akan being Nifter, and only after Aaron was Nifter was Sichan the Sichan attack, and only after the Meshavin hit Sichan and then give a speech. It was the first month in the second year that has to do with the. That was with the Mishkan. It was the second month, the second year of where the Anan was hovering over the Mishkan. That was that raya. It was the third month with Klai Slav. That was the Svar. That was the raya that Sivan's not the new year because it was the third month, and it's still called the third month, not the third month in the second year. The Aimer, until we finally get to the source, it jumps a little bit to the source of Rav Elazar, which is Vayechol Livnois. Then we jump, not jumps. Then we switch without putting in the name Rav Elazar. We switch to the source of Rav Elazar, which is Vayechol Livnois. So really, that was just a synopsis of all the pesukim we just quoted in the past. I'm going to change. The Gemara just went over it again in a more bekitzer fashion. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chizkiah, I know this is the right to Tosfos, what we spoke about just a few moments ago. That and again, Pesach says Rashi doesn't argue Tosfos. Rashi agrees. Leishan El Malchus Yisrael. This time we're talking about counting the kings from Nisan. It's talking about Malchus Yisrael. Av Malchus Umas Elam Tishrei Meninim. When it comes to the Malchus Umas Elam, when it comes to the kings of the Geishavelt, they count from Tishrei Taka, which is pretty ironic that Jewish kings are from Nisan and Geish kings are from Tishrei, which is our general Yiddish Rosh Hashanah is from Tishrei. The Ran already explains that the fact that the Jewish kings count from Nisan is because it's a reminder. That's where our Malchus was Neveah from. That Geula of getting out of Mitzrayim, we were subservient as a people to Mitzrayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us and made us free and put us on a pedestal, top of the world with the miracles that we were redeemed with. The Makkos, Kriyas Yamsuf, taking us into Yitzchol. That led to the power of having kingship. So therefore, it makes sense that we count from Nisan because that's where the Jewish kings get their power from, so to speak. That's if I understand correctly, that's the Ran's explanation why Jewish kings count from Nisan as opposed to Jewish kings counting from Tishrei. So that's the Gemara. By the way, what's up is Jewish kings from Tishrei. Fine, Jewish kings from Nisan, what's Jewish kings from Tishrei? So then first I'm saying on a deeper level that by Jewish kings, it's all about being alive. The world was created in Tishrei. It's Machlokes actually. It was created in Nisan Tishrei. Pashas, we say the world was created in Tishrei. I am Haras Elam. It was created in Tishrei. And therefore, the kings celebrate their kingship from that day. Count from that day because that's what they care about, being alive. To us, by Yidden, it's more, obviously, we care about life in a tremendous way, but it's more than just being alive. It's what we do. It's our connecting to God's world. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. We care more about the purpose. And the purpose was cemented when Kaisel wrote to Kaisel and Mitzrayim. Whereas by Gaim, they just care about being alive. Tishrei is a normal time to start for Gaim. Okay. Says Gemara, what's the source? Leshal Mach Yisrael, Ava Mach Yisrael, Umas Tishrei, Minini, count from Tishrei, Shinemar Dimin Chem Mechachalia, Vayhi Bechodesh Kislev Shas Esrim. It says, these are the words of Chem Mechachalia. Actually, to really understand this Gemara properly, it's kedai to get a brief historical Akdama. We know, of course, about the story of Purim, Achashverish, there was a line of kings from Paras and Madai. There were a line of kings, and they started the process. There was Daryavish, then there was Kairish, then there was Achashverish, then there was again Kairish. right? This Koresh was presumably a child that came out of the union of Achashverosh and Esther, possibly, because it's not so simple. Achashverosh's reign was only for 14 years, total. So it's only 14 years. The Koresh took over, he must have been a child, maybe it was a few years later, after. The exact amount of years is certainly a little vague, certainly not as clear, but those are four kings that we are famous with. So the Koresh that was the son of Achashverosh and Esther, presumably, was also sometimes known as Dayavish. Dayavish Hamadei is known as Dayavish. The first Dayavish allowed the Beis Midrash to start being rebuilt. The first Dayavish allowed the Beis Midrash to start being rebuilt. They complained. The people in the United States complained at that time once they got up to the building of the Mizbeach and they're rebelling against you. Sorry, not the first Dayavish. The first Koresh thing was. I think I'm drawing a blank now. For the first Koresh, the first Dayavish. By the way, they started building and then they had stopped. And that stoppage continued through Achashverosh's reign. Remember the famous drush of the pasuk at Chatzia Malchus, up to after Malchus. What did we up to after Malchus? Not building the base of Mikdash. He didn't want to allow building the base of Mikdash. The son Koresh allowed them to rebuild the base of Mikdash, and that's been part of the context of this story. These pesukim about the quotes. Let's see. Shenemar. Divrei Nechemiah ben Chachalia v'Yibchedesh Kislev Shas Hashem. These are the words of Nechemiah, the son of Chachalia. It was the middle of the month of Kislev in the 20th year. And it was in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artachshasta. So let's do the math. Kislev was still the 20th year, and then the subsequent pasuk, and this is Taka Pesukim right after each other, the subsequent pasuk, the next perek, immediately following the next perek, but this is obviously afterwards, it says it was Nisan still in the 20th year. If Kislev is the 20th year, and Nisan remains the 20th year, that means Nisan is not the new year for Goyish kings. This is the king Artachshasta. We haven't mentioned that king because Artachshasta was another name. Pashtas was another name, certainly for the last king, Achashverosh's son. And Pashtas was a name for all these kings of Paras Madai. Another name for, like, Pare was the name of the king in Mitzrayim. It was just a generic name for kings. Artachshasta Pashtas was a generic name for kings in Paras Madai. But certainly, it was over here, it's referring to the child of the descendant of Achashverosh and Esther, that Koresh, was also known as Artachshasta. By the way, the point is, it's calling it the 20th year in Nisan, even after calling it the 20th year in Kislev. What do we see? The Rosh Hashanah, Lav Nisanu, that's right, the Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan. Says the Gemara. Michal Rosh Hashanah, Lav Nisan. Tesh jumps in and says right away, okay, so Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan, who says it's Tishrei? Bottom Tesfis. Michal Rosh Hashanah, Nisla Rosh Hashanah, Afi Shish Kama Chadash, Me Nisla Tishrei, okay. Who says it's not, if it's once it's not Nisan, who says it's Tishrei? The most common Rosh Hashanah in our Mishnah, we had four different Rosh Hashanahs in our Mishnah. One of them is Machlekes, even Rice Behema, whether El's Rosh Hashanah is Machlekes or not. But we had four different Rosh Hashanahs. Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is clearly the most prominent one. It's Rosh Hashanah for many different things. Rosh Hashanah for dinner, of course. Lashanah, Shemitah, Yevelus, Natias, right? With many different things. So it makes sense that once we're in Nisan, it makes sense to jump to Tishrei. That's what they suggest. The Gemara is not going to go through the other options over here. Fine. Says the Gemara. Bishla Mahayach. I understand the second pasuk says very clearly. Mefarish Lachash La'artachshasta. It was the 20th year from Artachshasta. So therefore, I know that if Nisan followed Kislev and remained the 20th year, Nisan is not the new year. But who told you the first pasuk where it says about Kislev? It was the 20th year of Artachshasta. Elhayim Artachshasta. The pasuk over there doesn't say Artachshasta. Dilma Leminyan Achmin. Maybe it's 20th year to some other count, not Artachshasta. And therefore, we have no raya. Amrav Papa. This is a we quoted yesterday's daf. We quoted from over here. Shnas Esrim Shas Esrim. It said 20th year in Kislev, 20th year in Nisan. It was the 20th year in Kislev, 20th year in Nisan. 20th year, 20th year are comparable for Zer Shava. Ma Hasmach Shasta, just like the 20th year in the Pasuk in Nisan. It's clearly, it says Beferish, Atach Shasta. So too, Afach Lach Shasta, the Pasuk in Kislev also is the 20th year of Atach Shasta. So we were right that Nisan is not the new year. Says they were, okay, fine. That's great. If the story in Kislev came first, I mentioned before that was Perek Aleph, and the following Perek in Nisan is Perek Beis. But who says maybe the order is flipped? Maybe it wasn't chronological order. Says the Gemara, "Umayd the Maisa Kislev Kadam." Who says the story of Kislev came first, and then the story of Nisan came, which is an indication that Nisan is not the new year. Maybe Nisan was first; it was the first month, and then Kislev, nine months later, was the story of Kislev, but it was the same year, and therefore it was both the 20th year, because Kislev happened after Nisan. Maybe that's what happened there. And you have no raya that Nisan is not the new year. Maybe Nisan is the new year for Goyish kings as well. Says the Gemara, no. That wasn't the order. The time went to the Chanani, the things that Chanani had mentioned to Nechemiah and Kislev, and that was that first pasuk, Amr Nehemiah, Nehemiah then went and told the king in Nisan, so that was repeated afterwards. Obviously, Nisan came after Kislev. And the Mara elaborates. So now we have an elaboration of what was going on about the Klai Yisrael begging to have the Beis Hamikdash be rebuilt. What's that? Nehemiah's words are as follows. It was the mother of Kislev in the 20th year. I was in Shushan Abira. Hanani, and one of my other brethren came from Eretz Yisrael, from Yehuda, and I asked him about the story about the Yehudim, the leftover. I asked him what's the status of the Jews that are left over, that survived, who are still in Shevi, in captivity, in Yerushalayim. And Hanani said to me, Nehemiah, Hanasharim Ashanishli Minashevi, Shamba Medina Bira, Gedela, Vcherpa, Vchemas, Yerushalayim, first as Sharan, Susa Baish. They're in bad shape over there. They're in terrible, terrible, Chepusha, Cherpa, humiliation, misery, and the wall of Yerushalayim is burst open, the gates were on fire. Am Nehemiah the Melch Benisan. So Nehemiah then went and repeated the matzav of the Yidden Eretz Yisrael to the king in Nisan. So clearly, Nisan happened after Kislev because he's repeating the report that he got from Hanani. It was in the 20th year in the month of Nisan, Fatachshasta, the king. There was wine in front of his vessel. There was wine in front of him. I carried up the wine. I gave it to the king. And I tried not to appear negative in front of him. Family of Melch, but the Melch saw my face and still said, "Ma dua panecha roem vata in chachela." Why is your face negative, roem, bad? You have like a bad look upon you. You're not sick. Ainze kiem roya leiv iru habimayin. It must be if you're not sick and your face looks like that, it must be you have something very much that's bothering you. Vaymer on your heart. Vaymer the Melch. I told the king. Nehemiah says, "Hamelch leilam yichet." First of all, long live the king. The king shall live forever. Ma dua leiro panai asher ha'ir. How can my face not look bad when the city based kibros avayse, where my forefathers are buried, Harava is destroyed and ruined, Shara Ichlu Baish, and the gates are lit up in fire. Family Melch, the king said to me, Amaze Atam Vakesh, Vaspal El Keshmayim. The king said to me, what is their request? And I davened to Hashem Keshmayim Vaimer, and I said, Lamelech Imal Melech Taib, I said to the king, if it's good on the king, Vimitiv Avdachal Fenecha, and if I favorable in your eyes, Ashatashachani Yehuda, Eliya Kivras Avaisai Vev Nena, let me go back up to Yehuda, to the air Kivras Avaisai, and let me rebuild the city. And the king said, when you leave, when you come back, and it was all good in front of the king, and I gave him a time when I'm going to return, and he set me up. It's funny, the order. He set me up, and I gave him a time when I was going to return. But you see clearly that the conversation that Nehemiah had in that he's referring to in the month of Nisan was after the conversation the month of Kislev, and yet Nisan is still called the 20th year from the kingdom. After Kislev must be Nisan, not the new year, for the Goyish kings. Musar Vergesif. So Vergesif asks Akasha on this Cheshbon. So he's telling me the Goyish kings accounted from Tishrei. The Pasuk says they came and built, worked in the Beis Hamikdash in the 24th day of the month, in the 6th month, which is Elul, in the 2nd year of Dayavish. The 2nd year of Dayavish, they were doing work on the Beis Hamikdash. Remember, the king, I called him Kairish also, but the king after that was came out of Esther and Achashverosh, who allowed them to continue to restart again, renew the building of Beis Hamikdash, was also known as Dayavish, clearly, like in this pasuk. It says, following in the 7th month. It says in the 7th month. Now, it already said, it already called the 2nd year in the 6th month, which is Elul. And then in Tishrei, which you know is the 7th month, it calls it, again, it keeps it as the 2nd year, even though it's the 7th month. It doesn't say now that we're in the 3rd year. It should say the 3rd year because Shvi, the 7th month, Tishrei, brings it to a new year. So the Chayra, why are we not counting? If Goyisha kings count to the month of Tishrei, the new year, so why didn't it become the 3rd year? Answers the Gemara, Yisayit, Amar Bavo, Kairish, here the Gemara clearly switches from Dayavish to Kairish, like we said, Kairish Melch Kasher Haya, the figure of Manalem Kamach Yisrael. Kairish, who allowed Kaisel to continue rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, he was Melch Kasher. Since he was Melch Kasher, therefore he's counted amongst the Melch Yisrael, meaning his count was counted with the count of Nisan, not with the count of Tishrei. The Achrayim ask Shtar Kasha, if we're correct that Kairish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, he wasn't a Malchi Goyim. He was a Malchi Yisrael. His mother was Jewish. His mother was Esther. He was a Jewish king. So that's a pella. Why does Mar have to come on to the fact that he was a Melch Kasher? And you could say that's the Taish. It's not the Pashtas. Melech Kasher means even though he's a Geisha king, he's Melech Kasher, and therefore he's counted like Malchus Yisrael. It's pretty clear in the words of the Gemara. But if you say better, say that he was actually a Jewish king, Shtar Kasher from the Achrenim. Okay, Maska Vesev, Vesev, yes, one second. Chadadim King Kasher Kuradadi, the Pesukim Asher, one or the other. If you tell me that Dayavish's gears are counted from beats like a Jewish king. Again, we're vacillating back and forth in the name Daryavish and Kirvish, but it's the same king, post Achashverosh. If you tell me he's counted from Nisa like the Jewish kings, then the Pesukim Ashver, the Chsiv, Vishetzi Beis Dina, Beis, Beisa, Dina, Adyam plus the Erech, Adar, Di, He, Shnas, Shes, Lamalchus, Daryavish, Malka. The Pesukim says that the Beis Hamikdash was completed on the third day in the month of Adar, in the sixth year of Daryavish's reign. So we're saying the Beis Hamikdash was completed in Adar, on the third day of the month of Adar, in the sixth year. Vitanya, Basis Malashan Abba, Allah Ezra Mbavel, Vigolus Yimei. In that same time, the next year, a year following, Ezra came up, Magaila, Ezra came up with the people from Golas, back there to Israel. And it says that Ezra, when he came in, when he arrived, he came in the fifth month, which is Av, in the seventh year of the king. If you say that you count the new year from Nisan, if the count in the new year is for Dayavish specifically, because he was treated like a Jewish king in counting, is from Nisan, so when they came up in the fifth month, Ezra came up in the fifth month, it should be the eighth year. It followed in Nisan, not the seventh year. And furthermore, me dummy. Hasam Kurish, Hakad Dayavish. The Gemara now asked what we were referencing before, that Kurish and Dayavish, it switched from the names from Kurish to Dayavish. You bring a riot from Dayavish to Kurish, two different people. The Gemara says that's not true. We already answered this. Tanhu Kurish Dayavish, Huachar Tachshasa. It's three different names to reference the same king. Again, Tachshasa, someone to say was the name of all the kings back then, but Kurish and Dayavish was the name of the same person. That's not true. What's the idea behind the names? Kurish and Melch, Kashariya. Kurish resembles the words Kashar. He was a Kashari king. Atachshasa Shem Achusay. Atachshasa is the name of the king. That was the name accounted to all kings, like Parai. So the kings of Persia were called Achashasta, like the kings of Mitzrayim were called Pare. Umashma, what was his actual name? Deravishmai. Okay, so the second question of Kairish Deravish is not fair. Become Akam Kasha, the first Kasha. Why was it the seventh year? Ezra came up, it should have been the eighth year if Nisan is the new year. Amar Vietzlak, Lekasha, Kankan Shechmitz, Kan Lachasha Chechmitz. It depends. The first Psukim, they switched the count the middle. When he was still a kosher king, his count was counted based on Nisan, not based on Tishrei. Once he was Hichmas, he became spoiled. Something that was never good is not called Hichmas. Hichmas means it was good, became spoiled. Kairish, Dayavish, was a good king who became no longer a good king, so they reverted his count back from Nisan to Tishrei like the other Geisha kings. Maskev Kano, me Hichmas, did he really become sour? By that time, by the time Ezra came up, I have a chsiv, top of Dalam Malalev, we'll have to stop in a moment. Chsiv, what time is it? Sorry, is it time? Yeah, we've said 30 seconds. V'chsev, Uma, top of Dalmav, Uma, Chashchan, Uvnei, Tzairin, V'dichrin, V'imrin, L'alv, L'alv, Shmaya, Chintan, Melach, Chamar, Umeshach, Kamamar, Kanya, Divi, Shlaim, L'avi, Mav, L'haim, Yoim, B'yoim, D'di, Loi, Shalu. Whatever they need, the young animals, the bulls, the rams, the sheep, for the karbanos, for the oilos, for the wheat, the salt, the wine, the oil, whatever is needed should be supplied. Who's giving these instructions? Dayavish was giving instructions that whatever they need for their inauguration, for their karbanos, give them. That doesn't sound like a king that went sour. Amalei Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Metunach, from your pasuk itself, I'll bring you a raya. Why? Because you know what the pasuk continues and says? The statement continues and says as follows. Til have again, this is the lashon they were speaking over there in Parasamaday, in Persia. So this is the lashon of Dayavish. He says, in order that they should bring karbanas to please Hashem and pray for the lives of the king and the children, it was all self-serving. He was providing karbanas in order to curry favor, in order that they should have favor in the eyes of Hashem. Ask the words, that's such a terrible thing. One who acts this way that does a mitzvah, yes, he's doing it for reward, but is that terrible? Vatanya, Emma sells with stock, Mishul Shechem. Meaning, guy says, this cell should be for stock, and Amanasta, my son, should live. So, Mishul Shechem, in order that I should be Zechem Abba. It's Leil Shema, but I raise it to the Gummer. And we know we say, Mishul Shema, Leil Shema, so it's to the Gummer. So, what's going on over here? Like, Kasha, Big Yisrael, Kam Yisrael, Kam Evichavim. By Yisrael, we say, even when he's doing it for a Tuya motive, there is an ulterior motive involved, but he Zechem still has the mitzvah in the recesses of his mind as well. By the guy where the sole purpose is the reward, the sole purpose is ulterior motives, not the mitzvah, so it makes a big difference. It doesn't have any status. By Yid has status, by Gad has status, because we have to pit, only by Yid do we say there are also good motives involved. By the guy, we can't assume that any good motives. So the Gemara says that Enechlami, that even at that point where he's providing karbanas, he had already soured, and the fact that he provided the karbanas, because it was totally self-serving, not a raya that he hadn't soured in his ways, and therefore the count had already switched to counting like a guy, and therefore Nisa was the new year, and therefore Ezra came up in the eighth year, not the seventh, in the, sorry, Ezra came up in the, no, no, Therefore, Tishrei is the new way to count, not Nisan, and therefore still called the seventh year, not the eighth year, because Av is after Nisan, but before Tishrei, so it wasn't considered the eighth year, it was still considered the seventh year. We'll pause from here and pick it up in Shabbat tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.